Our story today is called No Phony Here. It's from Jenny Elbers. Her teacher held the oversized envelope tightly against her chest. She grimaced and said, "I'm sorry," upon handing me the packet containing my daughter's first ever school pictures. "Retakes are next month," she continued, and her tone was a warning that disappointment awaited. "That bad, huh?" I responded before lifting the flap to peek inside the envelope. The teacher gave me a half nod and said, "We tried." I assumed my daughter's eyes were closed or her hair had streaks of finger paint in it. Heck, maybe there was even something from her nose. I mean, you can't really expect toddlers to stay clean and tidy for more than a fraction of a second. Oh, the teacher really seems concerned, I thought, and I wondered how a school picture could possibly be that awful. I reluctantly slid one of the photos halfway out of the envelope, and whatever concern there had been immediately dissolved. I laughed hard. My heart was overflowing with all the best things at the sight of this image. "Oh, we won't be needing retakes," I said, "because this is my daughter. The real hair, the real her. Eyes open and unamused by whatever nonsense was taking place in front of her." I imagine she was facing a photographer who was trying to coax her into a feigned smile by waving around a floppy stuffed dog or making bad jokes or acting like a total goofball in an attempt to gain her favor. But really, it probably was the baby talk that caused this expression on her face, because this child has always met baby talk with utter disdain. Whatever it was, she will not be made a fool of. Such behavior is beneath her. She saves smiles for things that speak to her soul, and there are a lot of them. It's not school picture day, thinly veiled under the facade of fun. She doesn't do phony, and that's okay with me. I just pray she stays that way. Proverbs 12:22. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who act faithfully are His delight. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.